Where have I been? I have been busy with stuff and enjoying my summer. Summer, how the heck are you guys? So, yeah. Welcome to Game Boy Gamer, where the podcast for me and sometimes a friend do whatever the heck we want for a good 10 and 15 minutes. Today is... Well, I gotta find a good topic. What do I do in here again? It's been so long. How am I switch here? What is... Oh, video games. So, now the real question is, what video game? I got too many on here, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, I'll just count in my head. 42 games. Ranging widely from Animal Crossing to YouTuber's Life. Why do I do this? I wasted so much of my parents' money on random video games. I have both Sword and Shield and Let's Go. So, yeah. But I had to say, the one that really makes me want the Switch, makes me want to tell you to buy a Switch when they're available, is a game called Bug Fables, The Everlasting Sapling. Because I'll tell you right now, you like Paper Mario, but you don't like the new stuff, Bug Fables. It is just Paper Mario, but better. Now, I mean, sure, it's not as good as the N64 or the GameCube one, but, like, it takes a lot of the physics, and it just does it so well. So... what should I do? It's 11 p.m. And I am bored. Like, literally, I have Animal Crossing. I have ranged from Animal Crossing to Ace Attorney. Literally, all the games. Animal Crossing, I'm not gonna name all of them. Man, I just realized I've been silent for like a good minute now. Quarantine gets you this. Just this, but I have been doing nice things lately. I've been taking off with my chef career. I've been making stuff like chocolate pudding and garlic bread. But still, today, I'm not gonna brag, I made a pretty dang good chocolate pudding. What to do? I got my Kirby. Tell you a story about how, I celebrated my Kirby's birthday. Like my toy Kirby's birthday, like last Friday. This is not a stunt. This was a real thing. I literally went to my local grocery store and bought a cake that said Happy Birthday, Kirby. So I had cake for dessert. So, yeah. So, what did you guys do for a lot of quarantine? And I hear school's opening back up soon, so that's exciting. Literally, I have not been. Literally, I have forgotten how my old classroom looked. Looked like. I think it looked like that. No, this. Oh, wait, no, I can't show you. This is a podcast, an idiot. Just kidding, you're not an idiot. Don't stop listening, please. Okay. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna do what I saw from a YouTuber. I'm going to explain a video game with food. And if that YouTuber watches my podcast, I will tell him right now, I like that YouTuber. He is very cool, he is very funny, and he is cool. So anyway, I'm gonna just see what game I should do. Hold on, I gotta look for my Switch. Sushi Striker. It took me a whole minute to decide that. Out of all my 42 games, I have picked the one that is basically based off of food. What has my life come to? Literally, I have so many other games. I have Animal Crossing, I got Cuphead, I got Chocobo's Mystery Dungeon. Oh. Yeah, I got nothing. You know what? How about like Ace Attorney? Like Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney trilogy. I got that on here. Why not? So Ace Attorney is basically 9 minutes in, and I have not done a thing. So Ace Attorney is basically like you've been working at this like chef's place, and there's been no one coming in, and you just started working. And it's your job to take the customer's orders, and it takes time, and basically you have to go through all this waiter stuff where like you have to so basically you sit them down and you come back with menus, and then you just and then you ask them what they want, and then they give you your order with. I am not doing this well at all, am I? Hey, you know what? Digimon. Sorry I keep getting you a subject. I'm just not good at this. I've been gone for like 2 months. I've been gone for like 2 months, literally. So, Digimon, I can best. So, Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth, a complete edition, is what I have, because that's the only one you can buy. The complete edition that has both Cyber Sleuth and Hacker's Memory. So, you know, it's a good deal. It's basically two separate stories that happened around the same time. It's like saying you and your girlfriend walk into the same place at the same time, not knowing you're both there. Here, and one says a completely different table, and it's a completely different order. And also the same thing for the other person. And they all get caught up in the same thing, and they all sing, and then, and later on, and they have more story into their flavor. Or just like Digimon does, is great with story. Yeah, I can base it down to like three main parts. Story, battle, and everything else. So the story is if you go to this really good restaurant and you order this really nice dish and it comes out like under this really bad dish and you try it because you gotta get those views in for Instagram or something. And be like, yo, look at this horrible food. But then the chef comes back with the most delicious plate of steak you have ever seen in your entire life. That's basically what Digimon is. I'm gonna talk about. And yeah. Yeah, and just so you know, I'm going this off of the Cyber Sleuth original and not Hacker's Memory, because I have not played Hacker's Memory as of yet. So, I've only been playing Cyber Sleuth, because that game has my boy Terriermon. Shout out to Terriermon. And I've been naming these things after. Hold on. The story is basically just that. The combat is the complete opposite. You expect a really good dish, and it comes out mediocre. Now, saying that, I love Digimon. Like, not my biased opinion, but I love Digimon from watching the anime to playing, like, two of the games. Because I only have two. First one I got at Target with my hard-earned cash money. And second one I got because I got like good grades or something. And so the combat in Cyber Sleuth is basically a mediocre dish. It doesn't really hold up well, and it lacks depth and flavor. And nothing changes at all in the combat. So, the Digimon, which is going to be the third part, take all that good stuff, and just play around with the bread that they give you at the Italian places as an appetizer. As you're like before you order the appetizers at like a nice Italian place, they'll give you like a bowl of bread, a few plates of like olive oil stuff. The Digimon is that it's just so good that you just keep wanting more of them. And you just you don't care about the olive oil really, just like the bread. Because, I mean, like, who doesn't love bread? Am I right? There are really cute Digimon. My favorites are being, number three. My top three favorite Digimon. Number three is, Betamon. And he turns into Seedramon. Number two is Terriermon. Because he's what I pick every time I start a new game of Cyber Sleuth. And number one, my boy Wormmon. I freaking love Wormmon. He's a precious little boy. If you say anything bad about him, I will slap you with the might of Zeus. And that is Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth in a nutshell, and explained to food. So anyway, it's 11:31. I gotta get to bed. Good night, everybody. Ready? And remember, game on.